Let's do this. Showtime, baby. Welcome to the Self-Love Rebellion. Ooh, what is the Self-Love Rebellion? I'll explain that in just a minute. So thank you so much for coming to spend some time with me on this, I think it's Thursday afternoon, evening, actually. Here we are. And I'm Teresa Melito Connors, or Dr. MC of Dr. MC's Self-Care Cabaret. I design and put together professional development opportunities and other workshops for folks on self-care, renewal, trauma recovery, growth mindset, and several other topics as well. You can learn more about that on my website. We'll talk about that later. And yeah, so welcome to the Self-Love Rebellion. So what is this? I mean, Valentine's Day just happened. I'm wearing hearts. What's going on here? Well, we decided to call it the Self-Love Rebellion because society puts a lot of pressure on us, right? Puts a lot of pressure on us, doesn't want us to put ourselves first. We actually tend to feel selfish or guilty when we begin to put ourselves first. So Self-Love Rebellion is about rebelling against an oppressive society and culture that doesn't allow us to reward ourselves. We live in a culture, unfortunately, that likes us to burn out, likes us to be overly stressed, likes us to do all the things and wear busy as a badge of honor. And that's not what we're about here, Dr. MC Self-Care Cabaret. So I'm going to have the chat open and I'm going to ask you some questions as we go through. So tell me who's on here tonight, who wants to be a rebel, who wants to learn how to put themselves first and prioritize themselves so that they can live happy, healthy, productive lives. So just comment with the word rebel in the chat if you're ready to go. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the quote that is on the screen here. Oh, I knew I was around rebels. Excellent. So this quote, this is my favorite quote. It's from Audre Lorde, and it is, "Caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation, and that is an act of political warfare." So this is what it means to push back and prioritize yourself. It's not selfish. It is self-preservation. It is necessary. Especially, a lot of my audience tends to be helping professionals. And I know some folks here tonight are also helping professionals. It is particularly important for us because as helping professionals, we often don't know how to help ourselves. We're programmed to continue to give and give and give and not give to ourselves. So that's why we're here tonight, to really push back on that and learn some easy strategies. I'm going to give you so much information in the next 20 minutes or so, and really some free, easy, and effective tips that you can implement that won't take a lot of time, that will just get you feeling better. So here at the Self-Care Cabaret, when we talk about self-care, we're not talking about mani-pedis and maybe a bubble bath and, oh, I don't know, a luxurious spa day now and again when you can afford it or get the time to do that. That's not real self-care. This definition here on the screen is the real definition of self-care. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but I do want to highlight a couple of pieces of it. It is the daily process, foundational work required. Think of the foundation of a house. If you have a shaky, cracked, weak, wobbly foundation, you're not going to have a very strong house. And it is seen as protective by preventing the onset of mental health symptoms, job and school burnout, and improving work and school productivity. That is way more powerful than an occasional mani-pedi and bubble bath. So how do we look at this? So what do we mean? If you've ever done one of my presentations or you've watched me on Instagram or listened to a podcast, you probably heard me talk about the 10 domains of self-care. And we don't have time tonight to go into all of these, but I'm going to go very much in depth, I should say. But I'm just going to give you a little quick overview. So when we're talking about the real definition of self-care, we want to look at things across these kind of 10 domains. And this isn't to overwhelm you or make you panic like, oh my God, Dr. MC, now I'm going to do all these 10 things and think about 10 domains. No. The good news is when it comes to self-care, you can start small. So little shifts. So even if today, after you hear the things I'm going to share, if you decide to start implementing one of them or making one small shift, you will see a dramatic impact. But generally, we want to consider how we feed ourselves. how we hydrate, making sure that we hydrate and feed ourselves, moving our body, how we like to soothe ourselves and manage our stress, our mindfulness and our self-awareness, how we like to rest, the relationships that we cherish and the relationships that we keep, or the relationships that we have to say no to and set boundaries for, our physical medical domain, taking care of our actual physical body, the environmental domain, all the spaces you inhabit and how those are set up can impact your well-being. Self-compassion, do you treat yourself like you would a loved one or a best friend? We tend to be our own worst enemies. And last but certainly not least, the spiritual domain, which is really where we want to see that our work and our life has meaning, that we can set goals and see the larger purpose and things. So that's a very quick overview of the 10 domains of self-care. But now, the reason you're all here, let's look at some tips. So I broke this up tonight into three kind of parts. We're going to talk about some ways to start your day, things to do midway through your day, and the nice ways to end your day. So we're going to start with kicking off the day. I am not a morning person, but when you wake up in the morning, there's a couple of things you can do to set yourself up for success. First, some gentle stretching. I'm talking like a minute or two. Right when you wake up, your eyes open, do a nice full body stretch. Reach your arms up all the way. Oh, I can even do it right now. When you're here, stretch your legs out all the way and your toes and your feet and just awaken the body. Another great thing to do is to bend your knees. And again, this is still while you're lying down in bed. Bend your knees so your feet are pressed on the bed and just windshield wiper your knees side to side. Just a few times. 5 or 6 times. This is really good to help release some tension of your lower back and can really help with lower back pain. Another great thing to do is to meditate for 1 minute. So don't tell me you don't have time to practice self-care. These things take just a couple minutes here and there. So 1 minute meditation. So what would that look like? As you're lying there in bed before you jump up and get ready and dive into your day, just take a minute to breathe and just be with yourself. Maybe set your intention for the day. Maybe you decide in that moment today, I choose to be happy. I choose to be joyful. Or I just choose to be okay. It's okay to just have an okay day. Not everything has to be joy and rainbows. But just give yourself that moment of pause in the morning before diving into the rest of your day can really set you up for success. And then you want to consider your mindset. Anybody ever had a bad day? Comment in the chat if you ever had a bad day. And you wake up in the morning, maybe you stub your toe, you go to get your coffee and you spill it on your shirt, or something else just doesn't go your way. What do you tend to think in that moment? Oh, I'm going to have a terrible day. This is the worst day ever. And what happens? Does the day get better? Not usually. It tends to spiral out of control and get worse. That has to do a lot with your mindset and that you kind of set yourself up that way. So think about that in the morning and how you can set yourself up for success. And if those little annoyances happen, like you spill your coffee or you stub your toe or you tear your dress or something else, roll with it. It's okay. Laugh it off. Keep it moving. Now we're going to move to some midday techniques. So we're halfway through the day. Maybe you just had lunch. Hopefully you ate something. Hopefully you've been hydrating. Those are very important. And one of the best things you can do is just have a body check-in. Just take a moment. Again, quick. These are quick things. Take a moment. Just ask yourself, what does my body need right now? How am I feeling? Like what's going on? We tend to be very disconnected from our bodies. So just taking a minute to check in can be a great technique. Tell me in the chat how you're feeling. I'm wondering how folks are feeling just right now. Hopefully we're feeling good. Oh, a little tired. Okay, that's fair. A little bit of a sore neck, exhausted, back pain. Okay, a little tired too. Yeah. All right, so back pain. You're going to want to do those windshield wiper knees in the morning, see how that helps. Feeling pretty good, finally came to stop. Yeah, right. Kind of weird, need to settle down. Yeah, just feeling like maybe some extra energy. That's information. That's your body telling you something. So it's really important to pay attention to that. One of my favorite quotes is, if you listen to your body when it whispers, you won't have to hear it scream. Oof. I love that quote, but kind of always reminds me, like, pay attention. Your body is always giving you signals. Another great midday technique is just basic deep breathing. Let's do some together. So I invite you to sit up in your chair. If you're sitting on a chair, if you're lying down in bed or lying on the couch, that's totally cool too. But sit up in your chair and feel your feet firmly pressed on the ground beneath you, your body supported by the chair that you're on. And if it's comfortable for you, I invite you to place a hand on your chest and one on your belly and close your eyes and lower your gaze. And we're going to breathe in through our nose and a long exhale through our mouth. Here's a pro tip. Make your exhale longer than your inhale. Exhale longer than inhale. That helps activate your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your rest and digest response. Let's do that again. In through the nose. Really feel that belly fill all the way. And a nice long exhale. 3 to 5 rounds of just basic deep breathing can be an excellent strategy to help you throughout the day. You'd be amazed at how good you feel when you just do that regularly. It's wildly underutilized. And then maybe you can invite some gentle movement into your day. And that might be a quick walk around the building. If you work in a school or a place where you have multiple levels, you know, take a trip up the stairs, take a quick walk. It doesn't have to be excessive. It doesn't have to be long, but we just want to keep the body moving. If you have the ability to throw on your favorite song and have a 5-minute dance party, that's always my favorite. But you can also do some things. Let's say you're tethered to your desk, as many of us are. There's things you can do right at your desk. Let's do some together. So maybe, who was it that was having some neck pain? Let's do some neck stretches. You carry a lot of tension in this area. So let's just see if we can do some neck stretches. Gently, please don't go any further. Or if it's not available to you right now, totally fine. Let's start by just rolling our shoulders a few times in each direction. Just lower your shoulder, your ear to one shoulder. Just feel a gentle stretch. If you need to go a little deeper, you can use your hand to apply some gentle pressure. And come back to center and to the next side. Again, this is super simple, but can really make a big difference. Back to center, let's look down. And back to center and up. And then if it feels good, maybe some neck circles or half neck circles. We're gonna do one more thing here. I want you to take 2 fingers on each hand, and I want you to place them behind your head, where the base of your skull meets the top of your spine. And I want you to just kind of make some little circles, some gentle circles there, and apply a little pressure. And as you move around in that area, you're gonna find the money spot. And it's gonna feel really good. And I want you to just hold there for a second, keep breathing, and just feel a little gentle pressure. There's actually a pressure point, an acupressure point here that releases tension. I always think that feels so good. You can let that go when you're ready. And you can even do other things while you're sitting at your desk, like spinal twists. Twist around from your waist, your upper body, but use your inner thigh to help increase the stretch, or reach and grab the back of your chair. This is really good to help promote digestion. Just kind of keep that upper body. So if you can't get up from your desk, there's so much you can do right at your desk. All right, let's look at some ways to end our day. So there is actual research to support when you practice gratitude, it rewires neural pathways in your brain to boost your mood, promote happiness, and just increase your overall well-being. Well, that's amazing. So ending your day with a gratitude practice can be really powerful. And what that might look like is, you get a fancy journal, or maybe you just do a Google Doc or a note on your phone, and you just write out maybe 3-5 things every day, every night that you're grateful for. Big, small, think of all the things we take for granted as we go about our day. Tell me in the chat something that you are grateful for. But you can write down, think about things you're grateful for, people you're grateful for, sounds, foods, smells, sensations, possessions, all so many things. And if writing isn't really your thing, take pictures. Maybe you take pictures and then you create your own little gratitude slideshow. Yeah, we got some great things in the chat. Yeah, family, health, a roof over my head, friends, health insurance, me. People are grateful for me. That's awesome. I'm grateful for you. Public hiking trails, my partner, my clients, good, healthy food. Yeah, there's so much. I'm grateful for Zoom because we can do this. How cool is that? Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful weather in February, for real. We're like 60. It was like 60 degrees today in the Boston area. It felt like summer. Awesome. So, so many things that we take for granted. Even, you know, throughout your day, you can even think about this as you flip on the lights or you turn on the water, other things that we just take for granted that really you can express some gratitude for. And one of my favorite mindfulness activities, especially at the end of the day, is to ask yourself, what went well? We tend to do what? The opposite of that. We focus on the negative. We dwell on what we didn't do, what we didn't say, what we didn't get done, the growing to-do list, and just it goes on and on. Shift that. Ask yourself instead, what went well? You can almost always find something that went well in even the most chaotic of circumstances. And another great way to end your day is another breathing technique that I'm going to teach you. It's called Nadi Shodhana, or alternate nostril breathing, which is Sanskrit for flow purification. It's a really fun, I think it's fun. The thing to remember about breathing techniques is you want to do them slow. When you do breathing techniques fast, they can actually energize you. So keep that in mind, especially with Nadi Shodhana at the end of the night. You want to make sure you're doing it slowly so that you are bringing a sense of calm and not a sense of energy. But keep that in your back pocket. If you ever need to energize yourself, consider using this as well. Okay, so I'm left-handed, so that's how I'm going to demonstrate it. You're mostly going to use your thumb and your ring finger. And this pinky just kind of hangs out. It's super awkward. And I wish I had a nickel for every time I've had to demonstrate it on Zoom, because it gets even more awkward, I feel like. But it's all good. All right. You're going to block one nostril and you're going to breathe up the side that's open. And now you're going to block that with the ring finger and release the thumb and breathe out. Now breathe up the side that's open. Block, release. And breathe out. You're making a U with your breath. Let's do that again. Up the side that's open, block, release, and exhale through the nose. It takes a little practice to get that hand motion. Definitely a great way to end the day. So that was about 9 tips that I just threw at you that are all free, easy, efficient, and just good to incorporate into your routine. See how it goes. See how you feel. What have you got to lose, right? And I did want to share just a couple of things that are coming up, some new things in the Dr. MC world, which is very exciting, I think. I'm sure most of you are already following me on Instagram. If you're not, be sure to, or on Facebook, Dr. MC Self Care. We'll put up my contact info slide here. And if anybody has questions, please feel free to throw some questions in the chat. But Dr. MC Self Care and all social media platforms is my website, which is sparkling brand new and looks gorgeous, if I do say so. And some members of my team are here. Thank you, Celeste, for all your help with the website. And Kim isn't here, but I thank her also. My podcast producer is also on, Jeff, who, if you've ever heard a podcast episode, he's always in the back. So we want to thank Jeff as well. And of course, my mom, who designs all of my artwork, my logos. If you've seen the little doc that looks like me, my mom did that and some of my other artwork. So we're definitely a family event here at the Self-Care Cabaret. But anyway, back to new things coming up. I was recently approved by the Department of Education, of Elementary and Secondary Education here in Massachusetts, as a professional development provider. Ooh, very exciting. So you'll be seeing some new things coming from that. I'm honored to be a part of their PD registry and to be able to offer professional development points through DESE. Yeah, thank you so much. I'm pretty excited. I'm also doing a live this Sunday, February 19th at 11 a.m. with influencer Anna Sweeney. She is a dietitian and actually was my eating disorder dietitian that I worked with. And I'm just so honored to go live with her. And I'm toying with the idea of hosting some pop-up virtual joyful dance parties. So I think that's something we're going to do maybe in March. We'll see. Still working out the details. But yeah, great question. How do you calm yourself before public speaking? Breathing. Breathing. Definitely like the basic breathing. And sometimes if I'm checking, like, it depends what I'm feeling in my body. If I'm like really feeling anxious, I'll do some breathing. Or sometimes I'm feel like, if you feel a little sluggish, maybe like you're presenting later in the day or you got to do something, I'll throw on my favorite song and have a little private dance party right here on the other side of this room before I step onto the Zoom. Great question. But once you know those kind of self-regulation techniques, because, you know, self-care is really individualized for you. It's what's going to work for you. And doing the work to figure out what that is really powerful and important. And then you'll know the strategies that work best for you. Any other questions? Ooh, do you have stretches or exercises to energize a room of tired colleagues? Absolutely. Get up on your feet, move your body. A lot of things come back to dance with me and movement, because it's just so important. It changes the whole energy, changes the whole vibe, and it can even change the whole vibe in a room. So I like to get people up on their feet and moving and stretching with me. It can be a lot of fun. They might grumble at first, but then they feel better about it afterwards. Awesome. Well, it's 7:30, folks. I want to be mindful of everyone's time. I'm so honored that you opted to spend a little bit of your evening with me. Thank you. And I hope to connect with you on social media. If you're interested in booking Dr. MC for an upcoming event, you can find all that information, my list of presentations. You can download my speaker sheet and you can send me an email right through the contact page or email me directly at info@drmcselfcare. Oh, what are you showing me? Oh, your friend's there? Oh, that's awesome. Nice. Reach out. Love to talk to you about the events, your needs of your organization or business or school, and we'll put something together. Thanks so much for listening. So now I ask you, are you ready to be a rebel? Are you ready to push back against an oppressive culture to prioritize your needs? I hope so. Self-care comes first. It is not one more thing to do. It is the thing you do that makes everything else you do easier and better. If you would like to see the recorded video from the Self-Love Rebellion event where I demonstrated these breathing and stretching exercises, we have included a link to the video below in the episode notes. I hope you're feeling more energized and empowered. And remember, this was one of my birthday presents to my fabulous listeners as part of our bonus content being released in the off weeks. We will see you next week for a traditional Dr. MC Self-Care Cabaret podcast episode and more bonus content to come. If you liked what you heard here today, subscribe and leave a review for this podcast on your preferred player. And follow along with Dr. MC on Facebook and Instagram at Dr. MC Self-Care. And if you're interested in having me present to an audience near you, email info@drmcselfcare.com. Thanks again. Stay well and do good.